is the Big Show. Oh, it's the Big Bad Show tonight.
My biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Check out GranadaTheater.com to see what they've got coming to town this week. We have six candidates on this week's ballot. We will run through the list, and then we're going to vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. Thanksgiving weekend, so it's always a little weird. You don't get massive shows usually on Thanksgiving weekend, but we've got some big ones.
Massive.
All right, candidate number one, Friday and Saturday night, two nights and two nights only at the House of Blues, Blue October.
I'm just a normal man. I love these guys. I saw them at House of Blues a couple years ago.
Oh, did you?
That was great. But I'd rather swim ashore without a life that's sadly stuck again. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like 18 miles away.
I like this.
Yeah, I don't know how big these guys ever got, but I really like them. My kids listened to them when they were in high school, and I thought, man, that reminds me of stuff I used to listen to. It was good.
I thought this was the club that the Fix played one time when you went to go see them.
House of Blues?
No.
Blue Planet.
Oh, Blue Paint Planet, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Wasn't that the one that there was just a stage that was basically just a raised 2-inch platform right in the middle of the dining room?
You make up new details about this.
And their roadie had a flashlight.
Yes, that part is true.
And that's how bands go on stage.
I love The Fix. Not as much as George, but I love The Fix. So I went with him. And it was so Spinal Tap. Because there were maybe a couple hundred in this club, and yes, their roadie with a small flashlight led them from the dressing room out to the stage. Oh, it was totally unnecessary.
It
made them look so small time.
That's what roadies do.
There were 200 other people that were walking around very easily on the floor and didn't stumble.
It was dark back there. They're big time. They had to be shown the way.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that was The Fix, Blue October.
Not Blue October.
So Blue October, their last two albums have been their best in terms of chart success. Their last one, released in 2013, made it to 13.
Wow.
Also made it to number one on the U.S. alt chart.
That surprises me.
And in 2011, Any Man in America made it to number 8 on the U.S. top 40 chart and number one on the alt chart.
I thought of the stuff from like 10 years ago as their biggest stuff. Mm-hmm. But, wow, good for them.
Our candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Hunter Hayes.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's more of a bright-faced youngster than a guy who talks like that.
I think Hunter Hayes sounds like someone who'd be on our sales staff.
Yeah, man. Oh, hey, did Hunter Hayes ever find you?
Right.
He was looking at you. Looking for you. He's wanting you to endorse some new company.
He wants you to do live spots for a company that'll be around for 6 days.
He's kind of been the hot name in country music for
the hot name around the sales cubicles.
Especially a couple of years ago. He won like everything. The country music awards.
Yeah, he was New Artist of the Year in 2012.
And New Artist of the Year in 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, it says he's won 3 BM awards. Ugh, that's disgusting.
Boy, George has won a few of those.
Oh, wait, sorry, BMI awards.
Yeah. He's all right.
Another war.
He's all right. I'm not
a regular war.
I just tried to give him a stamp of approval. I think he's all right. He's very talented. Youngster.
Didn't he win the Gold Glove?
What was that?
Didn't he win the Gold Glove? Wait, turn on the music. Who is that?
Noobs.
Same guy. That's Newberry.
Valley Ranch.
Saying, didn't he win the Gold Glove?
Didn't he win the Gold Glove?
All right, candidate number three, biggest show. Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Stoney LaRue.
Now, there is some greatness there. His new album is really good, too. He just put it out a couple weeks ago. Now, he is a good
aviator.
I don't know what kind of sunglasses he wears, but
Ray-Ban?
Maybe.
It looks like the new album was Aviator, released October 28th.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday.
Uh-oh,
did he
Friday.
Say Friday?
Started off with Friday.
Yeah, this is a play.
Wait, did he just say he's going down to the river?
Play Velvet. Yeah, this is an old Stoney LaRue song. That was just a...
That was this Friday going to get tore up and go down to the river.
Good Lord, he hit him
in the first line.
Listen to this song. This song's great. This is on the album before this new one. This is Velvet. It's awesome.
I love Velvet.
Don't mess it up. Just play it.
Here I was. Bass player came in a little late.
That's what I thought.
Even though it's hard to tell, it's a lonesome hand.
I said don't mess it up. This is the great Stoney LaRue.
He's got clapping in it.
Idiot.
I just don't know.
Stop it.
Boy, the hardline country music critics better not get a hold of that first song we played. That's right up there, Allie.
Stoney LaRue is greatness.
No, he isn't.
The hardline's in for a fight if they start making fun of him.
I wrote all these songs and then tore them up. I thought they were stupid.
All right, that's candidate three.
Jeez.
Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday, it's the Kiss Jingle Ball at Verizon featuring Nick Jonas, Fallout Boy, and Jason Derulo.
Oh, gosh. A lot of smiling.
Yes.
On that flight that you get on, international. First class seat on my lap, girl.
I take down the 200 dB on the EQ. Kick drum a little loud.
I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Yeah. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
You know what?
Stoney LaRue.
I always kind of like this song.
It's all right. You want your... If you had teenage, 13-year-old teenage girls singing this song...
Hey, they're going to sing that kind of crap anyway. Everything's about booty. As advanced as civilization is, we now have nanotechnology, medical technology. We now have possibly discovered the God particle in our super colliders in Switzerland. And no, we just want to talk about booty. It's just a lot more fun.
Especially if you can shake it.
Try and plug some juicy booty.
All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town, Monday at Trees, Ace Frehley.
Oh, you talking about a spare.
God.
I don't think he's performing. I think they just bring him out there on a gurney, and you get to watch him take IVs.
Says he's clean and sober.
He is not a spare. Guitar World magazine rated him the 14th greatest metal guitarist of all time.
You are kidding me. Actually, you know what? I've never heard this song before.
This is one of the solo cuts.
What's that tiny chair?
Not bad.
It's better than anything Kiss ever put out.
Here I am.
Yeah, Gordon likes it. Sounds like a Rick Springfield song.
Actually, I don't mind this at all.
Of course not.
You think this is bad?
No, I don't think it's bad, but I just think it's right in your wheelhouse.
This is from his solo career, 1978.
Whoa. Well, exactly. I was going to say, it's either
all the members at
Bay City Rollers or Rick Springfield.
You got new tenants on this second verse. A little key change. Thank you.
All right, we get the idea.
All right, and finally, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town, Monday night as well, at the House of Blues, Common.
I'm just a common.
No, that's not Common.
Oh, yeah.
He's won a couple of Grammys.
He's done a lot of film work as well. He's got a good little resume going here.
It's pronounced.
Chair.
I'll go with balls.
Balls!
Okay, Fernando.
Common.
I, too, will vote for Common. So, 3-1 to 1-1. The biggest show is Common, Monday night at the House of Blues.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Come on, 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 come on.